Let's go to the news line. Joining us this morning, Community Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management, Robin Adair. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Renee.
How are you on this early Monday morning?
I'm doing just great. And making our resolutions and working them.
Absolutely. And that's what I love. The campaign for January for Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management is resolve to be ready. Be ready for anything in 2020.
That is right. And we want folks to be ready for an emergency, ready for a disaster, ready for something that they're not expecting in 2020. I hope it doesn't happen, but it typically does one way or the other. So we want people to be ready. One of the first things we can do to build this New Year's resolution around being ready in 2020 is to just resolve to meet your neighbors. It's really fairly simple. One of the best things that you can do is know the people in your neighborhood, be aware of them, know how to contact them, know what the resources are in your neighborhood, because you're more likely to need your neighbors in a disaster or an emergency. So getting to know your neighbors and knowing how to contact them is the first step. You can do that electronically.
Yeah.
You can throw a block party. You can set up a web page. You can just go door to door. You can take them all Valentine's.
Good idea.
So that you can build that neighborhood knowledge of each other, because you're going to need each other if there's an emergency.
I was just thinking, Robin, when you said that, I'm like, I know my neighbors. We talk all the time, but do I actually have their contact information? I don't. So that's a good thing.
It's great to know how to contact them by phone and by email or set up a neighborhood webpage. It's also great to have a little list of what resources exist in your neighborhood. Who's got a tractor? Who's got a chainsaw? Who's a nurse? Who's in law enforcement? It doesn't have to be a public list. You can keep that all information private, but it's important to know what resources are there when you need them in an emergency. You know how to call each other.
And another thing we have talked about with, of course, OEM is the go bag. And this is the perfect time, isn't it, to get your emergency go bag ready?
It really is. I mean, this is the time of year when a lot of people are cleaning up after the holidays and you're trying to get organized and you're trying to clean out those closets. It's a great time to put your go bag together, too. You might even find extra things in those closets that you go in your go bag. Your go bag should be at least 72 hours worth of whatever stuff your family and your pets need in case you need to evacuate quickly. So that's just not food and water and communications, some cash, whatever your personal needs are. It's a really good list of emergency supplies that you might want to put together in your emergency go kit on both the city and the county emergency management web pages.
And one thing I think a lot of folks kind of forget is their medications. I always try to put that reminder out there, like, don't forget medications.
Take important, especially those life-saving medications that you can't be without in an emergency. If you end up going to a shelter, you will get assistance in trying to get those prescriptions. But if you have those prescriptions with you in your go kit, a week's worth of extra medicine, then you won't have to go through that and you won't be without it. It's really important that you have extra medication.
And Robin, of course, we do need to talk about financially a lot. I mean, we always talk about that, having an emergency fund set up, stuff like that. But you need to have stuff ready on hand and ready to go, don't you?
Yes, you do. And this is another good time of year, because every year we should go over our insurance and make sure that it's up to date and go over our financial plans and make sure that they're up to date and ready for an emergency. And in that financial audit that you want to go through, I don't want to say audit before tax season, but you know what I mean? When you go through your... your financial plans, go over your budget and your financial documents. Make sure you have copies of the important documents with you in your go kit. An electronic copy stored somewhere is a good idea too. And it's important you make sure you have enough current insurance. If something were to happen to your house, that your insurance is enough to cover the loss. It's good to have cash on hand in case you need to evacuate or go somewhere quickly. We may or may not have an emergency where credit cards work. So have a credit card, but also have some cash in your go kit. Make sure you have an emergency fund, a backup plan, where if something happened to you or your family, that you would have enough emergency cash stored in the bank to cover that emergency.
Absolutely.
And in going over your insurance information, a lot of people have not taken a household inventory. Which is simply, if you just go through every room in your house, I take a good picture or a video of everything you own, because when your insurance claim comes through, you're going to have to be able to prove that you had all that stuff or it's not going to be replaced. So keeping an inventory of what's valuable in your home and just having a photo of it will be a good step in the right direction for being ready in case there's an emergency.
And Robin, really quick, we're up against the clock, but I would like to talk about really quick their peak alerts. What are peak alerts and how can folks get registered?
Well, Peak Alerts is just the new name for our El Paso Teller 911 system. It's really important that people get registered with Peak Alerts so that we know what your cell phone number is and we can notify you if there's an emergency in your neighborhood. And through Peak Alerts, you can register a number of different addresses so we can notify you of an emergency in your neighborhood or your where your kids go to school or where your grandparents live or whatever addresses you would like to register. But without giving us that cell phone number and giving us permission to call that cell phone, we can't notify you of those emergencies in some cases. So it's really important that people get on Peak Alerts or go to El Paso Teller 911.org and make sure all your cell phones are registered so you get those notifications.
Perfect. Robin Adair, Community Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management. Great info this morning. Great talking with you. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. 743 KRDO's Morning News.